Podcast.
Past Futures Podcast, produced by Islanders, made possible by the National Lottery Heritage Fund, a people's history of the Isle of Wight.
Today we are going to be looking at Walk the Wight, the Isle of Wight's biggest fundraising event and one of the largest sponsored walks in Europe, raising vital money for Mountbatten Isle of Wight. For more than three decades, Walk the Wight has brought together thousands of islanders and visitors in a shared challenge across some of the island's most beautiful countryside. It's become much more than just a sponsored walk. It is now a major community event, helping to fund essential care and support for local people living with life-limiting illnesses. Walk the Wight began in 1991, started by two colleagues, Bill Bradley and Frank Stevens, who worked for a timber merchant. What began as a simple team-building exercise quickly developed into something much bigger when those involved realised they could raise money through sponsorship. The first event saw just a small number of walkers take on the challenge, but the idea quickly captured the imagination of the island community. The original route was designed as an east-to-west crossing of the Isle of Wight, starting in Benbridge and finishing at Allen Bay. That challenging route, covering around 26.5 miles, remains the main Walk the Wight challenge today. It takes participants through some of the island's most spectacular landscapes, including countryside, downs, woodland tracks, and coastal paths. Over the years, the event has grown to include a range of different walks, making sure people of all ages and abilities can take part. Alongside the main full-distance walk, there is the short walk, which gives people the chance to experience the atmosphere of Walk the Wight without taking on the full 26-mile challenge. The shorter route is designed to be more accessible while still allowing participants to raise money and be part of this incredible island tradition. There is also the flat walk, which was introduced to make the event even more inclusive. As the name suggests, it offers a gentler route with fewer hills, making it suitable for people who may find the main route too physically demanding. It allows older walkers, families, people with mobility challenges, and those who simply want to enjoy the experience at a more relaxed pace to get involved. The school's walk is another important part of Walk the Wight, encouraging thousands of young people to take part. It helps introduce a new generation to fundraising, community spirit, and the importance of supporting local charities. In recent years, Walk the Wight has attracted around 8,000 to 10,000 walkers each year, with many events seeing close to 9,000 participants taking part. Since the first walk in 1991, more than 200,000 people are estimated to have completed one of the routes. Together, they have helped raise well over £10 million for Mountbatten Isle of Wight. Individual events have regularly raised hundreds of thousands of pounds, with some years bringing in more than £400,000. That fundraising is crucial because Mountbatten provides specialist end-of-life care, community nursing, counselling, bereavement support, and advice for families across the island. The charity relies on donations and fundraising events like Walk the Wight to help provide services free of charge to those who need them. Every year, Mountbatten supports hundreds of island families during some of the most difficult times in their lives, offering care, comfort, and practical support. Behind the scenes, Walk the Wight is made possible by a huge team of volunteers, from helping register walkers and handing out information, to supporting checkpoints, providing refreshments, managing routes, and cheering participants along the way. Hundreds of volunteers give their time to make the event happen. Their dedication is a vital part of the walk's success. Supported by local businesses, community groups, transport providers, and sponsors, Walk the Wight has become one of the island's most loved traditions. It is a day of challenge, celebration, and remembrance, bringing people together from across the island and beyond for one shared purpose, helping Mountbatten continue its vital work supporting local families.